Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Most people think of fuel cells as batteries that can be used to power cars. But Dr. Tom Etzel, a chemical and materials engineer at the University of Alberta, is thinking much bigger than that. With funding from the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation's Grand Challenge, Dr. Etzel's group is working on a ceramic fuel cell that operates at 700 degrees Celsius. And it converts industrial carbon dioxide emissions into carbon monoxide and water.
We're proposing to feed a 50-50 mixture of methane and CO2 into a fuel cell. Then it reacts to form CO and hydrogen. And then we have developed a catalyst that selectively reacts with the hydrogen to produce water and runs the fuel cell. The CO is untouched. So the net result is the product coming out is a mixture of water and CO. And the CO is a very valuable industrial raw material. And so what we successfully do with this fuel cell is we get rid of CO2, we produce electrical power, and we produce a valuable byproduct in carbon monoxide.
Dr. Tom Etzel says the ceramic fuel cell would be installed at industrial sites like oil sands plants. Thanks today to the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.